This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody, say good morning to Anita from Wakefield.
Hello. Hi, Anita.
What's up, Anita?
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Oh, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
That's me.
We got there.
Anita, we have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. If you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy has gone into that soundproof booth. Question number 1. The producer for the new Super Mario Brothers says Chris Pratt will not fake an Italian accent as Mario. Who is Mario constantly rescuing in the games?
Sorry, could you repeat it kind of for a second? Could you repeat the last part?
Yeah, Mario from the video games. Who is he constantly rescuing?
Luigi.
Question number 2. Jodie Sweetin revealed she lost 37 pounds during quarantine due to anxiety. Jodie starred as Stephanie Tanner in Full House. Was she the oldest, youngest, or middle sister?
The oldest.
Terry Irwin said her love with crocodile hunter Steve Irwin was enough to last a lifetime and she never needs another man. They were married for 14 years before he passed away. Which animal, unfortunately, took the crocodile hunter's life?
Stingray?
Sandra Bullock addressed Keanu Reeves' dating rumors, saying, "Maybe we could have survived as a couple." Keanu and Sandra starred together in this 1994 film.
Speed.
And question number 5, Kevin Spacey must pay $31 million to the production company on the Netflix show that he was on for violating the on-set sexual harassment policy. Which show was Spacey on before his scandal broke and he was fired?
Oh my God, I watched the show. I can't remember. He's the president. Oh God, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And Edith says you're a pharmacist, is that right?
That's right.
Nice. That's a great job.
It is.
It really is.
I like the pharmacists.
Yep.
They're nice people.
Yep.
People aren't nice enough to you.
No, they are not.
Well, are people mean to you as a pharmacist? Do they get short with you?
Well, they can be, but, you know, kill them with kindness.
Look at you being nice about it. She's like,
you're a good doobie.
All right, Kennedy, Anita got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
The producers for the new Super Mario Brothers says Chris Pratt will not fake an Italian accent as Mario. Who is Mario constantly rescuing in the games?
Princess Peach?
That is correct.
Honestly think Princess Peach and Bowser might have something on the side. Because nobody gets captured that much. Just move.
I don't understand why they can't have an Italian actor play Mario and then him.
Well, that was
well,
the whole
they could,
thing.
But they didn't.
They
so.
Chose
I know, it's,
Chris Pratt.
It's
the movie probably wouldn't even get made if it wasn't for a big star like Chris Pratt starring in it. You need a box office kind of thing.
Jodie Sweetin revealed she lost 37 pounds during quarantine due to anxiety. Jodie starred as Stephanie Tanner at Full House. Was she the oldest, youngest, or middle sister?
Middle?
She was the middle sister, 2-0. Terry Irwin said her love with Crocodile Hunter Steve Irwin was enough to last a lifetime, and she never needs another man. They were married for 14 years before he passed away. Which animal, unfortunately, took the Crocodile Hunter's life?
A stingray?
That is correct. 3-1. Question number 4. Sandra Bullock addressed Keanu Reeves' dating rumors, saying, "Maybe we could have survived as a couple." Keanu and Sandra starred together in this 1994 film.
Speed.
4-2. Question number 5. Kevin Spacey must pay $31 million to the production company of the Netflix show that he was on for violating the on-set sexual harassment policy. Name that show.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Woo! Was the one you were looking for. Yep, that was it, Anita. House of Cards. Yeah, she's like, it's the president's show. I remember watching it. Kennedy gets the win 5-2. You don't get the cash, but wonderful news. I have 4 tickets for you to go see the Straight No Chaser back in the High Life Tour December 5th at the Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at boxcenter.org, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Anita
from Wakefield,
and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Alex from Chelmsford.
Hello. Hey, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Doing good, doing good. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Alex has good phone, too.
Yep.
You know I love good phone. Here we go. 5 pop culture
I'm
trivia
live.
Questions.
You Let's
get
go.
More. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy has gone off into that soundproof studio, so she's not going to be able to hear any of my questions or your answers. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
12 people will stand trial in connection with the robbery of Kim Kardashian at gunpoint in her hotel room back in 2016. Which city was Kim in when she got robbed?
I
will give you a hint.
Vegas.
I will give you a hint. It was not in the United States.
Oh. Cancun.
Lizzo posted a picture of her kicking it with members of BTS at a Harry Styles concert. Lizzo currently has a song out with Cardi B. What is it called?
Can I repeat that one more time?
There was a kid yelling in the background, the answer from the first question. Yes, Lizzo posted a picture of her kicking it with members of BTS at a Harry Styles concert. Lizzo currently has a song out with Cardi B. What is it called?
No idea.
Do you have a kid or something in there?
Yeah, I'm at work. People are yelling things in the background.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, yeah, somebody yelled the city. That's what that was. T-Pain and Usher settled their beef. It started when Usher accused T-Pain of ruining music for real singers by using auto-tune. Name this popular T-Pain song.
Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a train. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music never bore.
Name that song.
Buy you a drink.
Alex!
I love it!
Keanu Reeves posted a list of movies he recommends, including Evil Dead, The Big Lebowski, and Seven Samurai. In The Big Lebowski, what did the main character, played by Jeff Bridges, go by?
The dude.
Question number 5. Apparently, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck now have a 4-episode limited series podcast called Bugs and Daffy. Thanksgiving road trip. What does Elmer Fudd always say when he is hunting bugs?
I'm hunting wabbit.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a vet tech, so are you at the vet office now?
Yes, I am. Bright and early at 7 a.m.
Wow. All right, what's the name of the place where you work?
Chelmsford Animal Hospital.
What's up, Chelmsford Animal Hospital?
Oh, you're good people helping
What's
all the
up?
Good doggos
you
and
are.
Kitty cats.
Doing good work.
Yep.
We do what we can.
Alex got 2 out of five, right?
All right. Well done.
Well, there was a half an answer I could have given him because somebody shouted it out in the background, but he didn't hear it. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
12 people will stand trial in connection with the robbery of Kim Kardashian at gunpoint in her hotel room back in 2016. Which city was Kim in when she got robbed?
Paris.
Paris, that is correct. 1-0. Question number two.
Layton's owner is on 101. He forgot to tell you something.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's okay, man. You got a job. We get it. There's labradoodles that need saving.
Lizzo posted a picture of her kicking it with the members of BTS at a Harry Styles concert. Lizzo currently has a song out with Cardi B. What is it called?
Rumors.
Rumors is it?
All the rumors are true.
Yeah.
2-0. Question number three. T-Pain and Usher settled their beef. It started when Usher accused T-Pain of ruining music for real singers by using autotune. Kennedy, name this popular T-Pain song.
Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Gotta make music every boy.
Buy you a drink.
That is correct. Buy you a drink.
Oh, that song was hitting back in 2009 for a young man about town, Dan Breslin.
Still does.
I would mix right into Lean with it,
ooh,
rock with
good.
It,
stop
and
it.
Just right into it.
I'd be in there in my oversized T-shirt having a good time.
You got to go back in to snap your fingers. I snap your fingers.
And then I go, this is why I'm hot. I mean,
Mims. What's Mims doing?
What's Mims doing?
Happy Thanksgiving to Mims because no one else is going to say it on the radio.
3-1. Question number four. Keanu Reeves posted a list of movies he recommends, including Evil Dead, The Big Lebowski, and Seven Samurai. In The Big Lebowski, what did the main character played by Jeff Bridges go by?
The dude.
4-2. Question number five. Apparently, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck now have a 4-episode limited series podcast called Bugs and Daffy's Thanksgiving Road Trip. What does Elmer Fudd always say when he's hunting bugs?
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Hunting what?
Rabbits. Oh, okay.
So close. Rabbits.
Yeah, I just overthought that one way too hard about the way I should say it. So.
Yep.
Very, very quiet.
I'm hunting rabbits.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job. You get the win.
There you go.
Alex, you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets to the Straight No Chaser back in the High Life Tour December 5th at the Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at boxcenter.org, so you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Sweet.
Nice.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alex from Shelter, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Shannon from Stoughton.
Hey, Shannon.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Shannon, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Shannon was about to wake her son up, but decided to play Campy Kennedy instead.
It's a good move.
Is he still sleeping?
Oh, for right now, hopefully. He stays asleep.
How old is he?
He just turned a year.
Yeah. Definitely let him sleep. What's his name?
Luke.
Luke.
Lukey.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she has gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. LeBron James got his first ever one-game suspension after an on-court altercation. LeBron James currently plays for which NBA team?
He plays I'm not a sports person.
I'll give you a hint. They were in town on Friday night. They were here to play the Celtics.
Is it the Lakers?
Kate Beckinsale said part of her self-care routine is a bath every day. Kate was one of the women of Hollywood to have a whirlwind romance with this SNL cast member.
What was her last name?
Kate Beckinsale.
Beckinsale. Beckinsale? I have no idea.
All right. Question number three. Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello celebrated their sixth anniversary with throwback photos from their wedding. Sofia starred as this character on Modern Family.
Oh, she was, what's the name of her? Gloria?
Question number four. Katy Perry shared her morning routine with her daughter Daisy and said they listen to Lovely Day every morning. Who is the singer that sings Lovely Day?
Is it Bill Withers?
Question number five. Jennifer Lawrence said that inquiring about equal pay is extremely uncomfortable when asked how she felt about Leonardo DiCaprio being paid $5 million more than her for their upcoming Netflix movie. Name that movie.
Don't Look Up?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Luke is still sleeping, everybody.
Pretty good for a tired mama.
We don't want to wake up Luke.
He's moving around a little.
just don't look at the monitor right now. Don't look at it. It's fine.
Put it down.
Put it down.
Kennedy, Shannon got 4 out of 5 right.
Wow, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
LeBron James got his first ever one-game suspension after an on-court altercation. LeBron James currently plays for which NBA team?
The Lakers.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
I don't know if you saw the video. He gave a guy an elbow, and then that guy got 2 games.
He was very, very mad.
He was very mad once everyone held him back, because the first 10 seconds, he's standing right next to
him. No, but did you watch it afterwards? Because
I watched the replay 74 times.
He pretends to go back to the locker room and then takes off again and is running through people.
Before they all got in between them, he had a very clear shot at LeBron.
He did.
Kate Beckinsale said that part of her self-care routine is a bath every day. Kate was one of the women of Hollywood to have a whirlwind romance with this SNL cast.
Pete Davidson.
It seems a little wasteful to take a bath every day. I'm just throwing that out there.
Baths are gross.
Yeah.
You're sitting in your own filth.
You're in your own butt juice. Take a shower first.
Butt juice?
Mm-hmm. That's what a bath is.
It's not wrong. You're just sitting in your own filth.
2-1. Question number 3. What about a pool?
That's way different.
We're getting sidetracked here.
Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello celebrated their 6th anniversary with throwback photos from their wedding. Sofia starred as his character on Modern Family.
I don't know her name.
Gloria Kennedy. It is tied at 2. Katy Perry shared her morning routine with her daughter Daisy and said they listen to Lovely Day every morning. Who is the singer that sings Lovely Day?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think it's Withers?
Okay.
That's not right.
You're close.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Bill. Not Ben. Bill Withers. 3-2. Question number 5. Jennifer Lawrence said that inquiring about equal pay is extremely uncomfortable when asked how she felt about Leo DiCaprio being paid $5 million more than her for their upcoming Netflix movie. Name that movie.
Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up is it. Shannon.
Still there?
Sorry. I didn't mean to put the applause on. I hope I didn't wake up Luke.
It's okay. He's not listening.
Okay, good.
I actually stepped outside.
Smart. Good. We're kind of loud people. Sorry about that. You won yourself the $100. Congratulations.
Hey. Nice girl, Shannon.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
We'll celebrate
I can't
quietly.
Believe I finally did it.
Good job. Kennedy, what would you like to say to Shannon?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Shannon.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.